This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Among the headlines so far from the Coachella Music Festival in Southern California here, Madonna apparently made out with Drake, and Justin Bieber was reportedly escorted out in a headlock. All right. Coachella is a spectacle. Hundreds of thousands of people are headed to the desert east of L.A. to catch the last weekend of this. The shows are about having a good time, about the music, but also about what people are wearing. Sam Harnett reports.
Sure, Coachella's got some big names this year. AC/DC, Jack White, and Ryan Adams. But that's not all festival-goers care about, says fashion reporter Catherine Romine.
They want to Instagram good pictures of themselves and all those selfies.
Yes, these are teens and 20-somethings, many from L.A. The marketing opportunity makes the fashion industry salivate. It sees a horde of impressionable minds with disposable incomes and social media followers, all transported to the blank desert landscape for two weekends of pop music-infused millennial partying.
Exactly, exactly. And it's become big business now.
PR firm owner Lori Riviere says fashion brands have jumped on the Coachella bandwagon. The handbag giant Coach hosts backstage performances. Cosmetics colossus Sephora brings a tent for beauty touch-ups. Need eyewear? Glasses.com is there too. Sarah Call is its director of content.
We felt it was sort of a perfect place to celebrate self-expression.
Fashion companies see dollar signs in this free spirit, Woodstockian vibe. H&M now has its own Coachella clothing line. The festival style is a hippie LA boho mishmash. Think fringe shirts, big sunglasses, and lots of skin. Jim Andrews says festivals are a great place to see and be seen.
There's lots of downtime. There's lots of walking around time.
Andrews is from sponsorship consultant IEG. He says festivals are better than, say, a sports event, where, you know, fans could get distracted by actually watching the game.
There's a lot more time for kind of quality interaction.
And everyone's cashing in. Celebrities and musicians get paid to wear certain clothing. Fashion magazines stuff their pages with glossy Coachella photos. Music critic Jim Farber says the audience doesn't seem to care. Festivals have gotten super corporate.
If they are offended by it, they generally are pretty quiet about it, or they seem to really enjoy it.
It hasn't always been this way. Farber says when he went to Lollapalooza back in 1991, there was just a bunch of bands and one guy with a falafel stand. I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.